We're talking today with Gene Newens from PCO, Producers Cooperative Oil Mill. And Gene, let's talk a little bit about y'all's business here as we about finished up the first quarter of 2014 into the spring months now. And you were telling me that you've still been doing some cottonseed.
Yeah, we're just finishing up, Ron. We've had a short year on cottonseed again. We started the year with nothing. And so we're going to probably the end of this month, end of March, April, in this area, we'll start up on canola is what we'll be doing.
Obviously, lack of cotton out in the country here in the Southwest is a real problem for you guys.
Big deal. Our biggest area, which is Eltis, 50,000 acres of irrigated cotton, has been third year now. They won't have any water. And so we're going to be hurting for next year, too, unless we do get some decent rain out here.
Tell me about how the canola crush business is starting to proceed and how you've been able to develop it.
Well, a neat thing. This is our eighth year crushing canola now. It's been an opportunity for us to do something when we don't have cotton. In fact, we're going to start up on May 1st, crushing canola this year, some Canadian canola, some local canola we had left over from last year, and get through harvest. And so we're going to be crushing during harvest this year, which is going to be good.
So the economics are such that you can bring some from up north?
The economics are good because of the oil content. We just got a train load in the other day, had 48% oil in it. They've been growing canola for 40 years up there, so the genetics are a little bit better than ours. And starting to move those genetics into the winter canola, when that happens, we'll start getting our oil content up too.
So it's a matter more of genetics than agronomic stuff, you think? Or?
Oh, no, it's a combination of both. You know, when we have these hot, dry springs like this, it's hard on anything. The wheat and all this stuff has a hard time filling and producing a good crop. So canola is the same way. We'd like to, in future years, have 42-43% oil. I think, Ron, over the last 7 years, we've averaged about 39% oil down here, what we've averaged.
Tell me a little bit about what you're seeing and as you've talked to a lot of these canola producers this spring as we wait on this crop to develop. What's your feel right now?
Well, we're struggling, especially west. We have no moisture. Some canola's gone, but there's a lot of canola sitting out there waiting for a rainstorm right now. Lots of plants getting ready to try to bolt and bloom. And except it really needs a lot of water right now.
At this, you know, are we gonna be able to make at least a average to maybe slightly below average crop? You think?
It's probably gonna be below average. If you've averaged 2,000 pounds, you'll probably have 1,500 pounds, something in that type. You know, 3/4% of what we normally have. The neat deal this year is we've got some growers who've grown for 2-3 years. And some of the wheat they're going to harvest, the only wheat they're going to harvest what's behind canola, last year's canola. So that's been a good point for us. The wheat's really made a difference on the wheat, I should say.
And of course, that's what Dr. Pieper and everybody else was shooting for when we started this canola experiment, I guess you could call it.
12 years ago, we started this thing to clean the wheat up. We were talking about it in Texas the other day. We were talking $4 a bushel. Even on the lower crops this year, we're back to $9.50, $10 a bushel, maybe $11 a bushel before harvest, which is normal time. The price always May, June, July is when we have our best price, when they're starting to run out of stuff.
Right. And, you know, as you've worked with canola producers and gotten inquiries about, you know, folks that are wanting to try to get into canola, we've seen this actual area of interest expand east and west, right?
East, west, and south. In fact, Heath Sanders and Josh Bajong and I were in College Station last week. No, this week. This week. We went down there for a meeting Monday. And then by Fredericksburg, we went and looked at some canola there. And further north, we looked at some more. And then we're going to Clovis, New Mexico, to the experiment station out there. So we have a lot of interest in a lot of areas, which is going to really spread the risk out for us.